This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author's segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Author and academic Richard Marius was born in 1933 in Dixie Lee Junction, Tennessee. He began life on a farm in Loudoun County and evolved into a fiery figure of 1960s campus political activism. He was widely published, leaving behind major biographies, novels, and a host of scholarly articles. His father was an immigrant from Greece who managed the foundry at the Lenore Car Works of the Southern Railway. His mother was a former reporter for the Knoxville News Sentinel in the 1920s and 30s, and a devout Southern Baptist fundamentalist Christian. His love of literature and poetic imagery may have been formed by her habit of reading to her children every day from the King James Version of the Bible. Marius earned a degree in journalism in 1954 from the University of Tennessee. He attended classes in the morning and worked in the afternoons as a reporter for the Lenore City News, writing a column called Rambling with Richard. He went on to earn a Bachelor of Divinity degree from the Southern Baptist Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, and a master's and doctorate from Yale University. In 1964, Marius returned to his home state to take a position on the faculty of UT, where he quickly became one of the most popular humanities teachers on campus. He was one of those rare teachers whose 8 a.m. classes in Western civilization were filled to capacity and whose lectures were so interesting that unregistered students sought to sneak in to hear them. During this period, Marius also became an outspoken critic of the Vietnam War and an early organizer of protests against the conflict, as well as against the Ku Klux Klan. His sometimes provocative statements and political efforts, which clashed with the prevailing view in the conservative state of Tennessee, often led to threats against him and his family. This intense period was also marked by the debut of his first and perhaps best-known novel titled The Coming of Rain, published in 1969. The book follows the lives of a set of small-town characters in the traumatic period following the Civil War. Reviewers called the novel a slender, tragic, beautiful story of the ruins of dreams. Marius completed his last and most autobiographical novel titled An Affair of Honor just before his death. Set in Bourbon County, the novel examines the post-World War II transition of the South through the prism of a young reporter who witnesses a man kill his unfaithful wife according to the codes of the hills and the resulting murder trial. Marius died from pancreatic cancer in 1999. His ashes were buried below Author's Ridge in Sleepy Hollow Cemetery in Concord, Massachusetts, near the graves of Ralph Waldo Emerson, Henry David Thoreau, and Louisa May Alcott. In the words of Richard Marius, "We bring to everything we read the expectations we have built up by a lifetime of reading."
Support for the Author's Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.